I want to talk about a small word that turned out to be a countdown. 2 years ago, the head of the company that makes ChatGPT said that putting ads inside an AI assistant would be uniquely unsettling, a last resort. This week, the last resort arrived, and I think it's worth pausing on, not because ads are shocking, we swim in them, but because of where these ads are going and what that place means to us. Think about what you actually tell an AI assistant, not what you tell a search engine, what you tell the thing in the quiet, when you ask about the lump you found, the debt you're hiding, the relationship that's failing, the future you're scared of. We've never had a technology this intimate. It sits closer to our real inner life than almost anyone we know, and that is the surface now being turned, gently and with many reassurances, into a place to sell us things. Let me be fair, because the story isn't simple villainy. Someone has to pay to keep powerful AI free for people who can't spare $8 a month, and ads are a more equal way to do that than walls only the rich can climb. The safeguards this time are real. I don't think anyone's twirling a mustache. But here's the pattern I can't unsee, and neither should you. We were promised gentle, honest, respectful ads once before by the companies that built the last internet. We believed it, and that promise slowly became the most sophisticated machine for harvesting attention and shaping behavior ever built. The people were sincere, probably. The incentive was more sincere. So my calibration, honestly, I'd put high confidence, maybe 4 and 5 over the coming years, that the wall between what the assistant knows and what the advertiser can use will come under steady pressure, because it always does when money sits on one side of it. What I'm genuinely unsure about is whether this time we insist on building that wall into law instead of trusting a promise. That's the variable. Not whether ads come, they're here, but whether we, and especially Europe, force them to arrive on honest terms. And here's the grounded thought I'll leave you with. The most intimate technology we've ever invented is now also a place where someone is paying to influence us. That doesn't have to be a catastrophe, but it does ask something of us. To stay a little suspicious of the helpful voice, to remember that free was never really free, and to value, maybe even to pay for, the tools that answer only to us. The assistant that has no one to please but you is worth more than it looks, especially now. This case was examined at GAFAM.ai.